I just review and recommendation of the courts on the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. My understanding is that we're only doing this one, we're not doing NYDJ. I am told by the clever people around me here that we're not doing NYDA because we do not have control over the budget. And I think that working with the NYDA is a very complex thing. It's complex for them, for everyone, because they account to performance monitoring politically, but administratively they account elsewhere.
But I think for me it helps us that we don't have to do their monitoring evaluation. I mean they are BRR report, but who's going to do it? Somebody must do it. But that's not our call. Maybe we should really thank FEPO, Maswell here, the committee content advisor, and Mr. Harablon, who is the chairman? And Mr. Musa Zamita for preparing this document, whilst other colleagues were away. Zanip, I don't know, maybe you were part of it, but I'm not sure. You were still fighting, looking for your chair last time when this report was done. You haven't met Mr. Singh next to you.
Oh, I met Juanita when I walked in. Mm-hmm. I don't know the new bus.
Yes, she replaced Albertina. No, it's fine. So they prepared this document, and SEPO will take us through. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. If you might just add thanks to Mr. Arendt as well. He did assist a lot with the preparation of the document. Mr. Arendt. How I would start, I think just to explain the importance of the BRR report. Essentially, this report is where it would indicate how the departments have performed so far for the particular financial and how they have performed in the previous financial year, and then make an assessment of whether they are utilizing resources effectively, and if that is the case, what is our take on the forward use of those resources. The form that I will take, I think this will be at the intervention of the chair and the members. I would go page by page, and then I will just highlight the important aspects. Would that be fine? Okay, I'm not ready.
No.
Okay.
Now you, someone has not asked their question. Someone has their question. Yeah.
But that's surely not your fault or my fault, eh?
Yeah.
It was the distributors.
Why?
Yesterday.
No. You know, the also, because, I don't think that we must really now fight over whether to read the report or not. That we leave other people behind. Can I just say properly? I mean, reading it for the first time, we must all be happy that we adopt it.
Let us agree on an approach. Maybe Honorable Swan wants the certain approach we can, and those who have done it for the first time, like myself, we go through it. But let something be recorded, not in the recorded that is ready, then let's approve it. Let that lesson approach.
With your permission, just give me a chance as well. I mean, from I'm making a ruling that let's read it, let's go through it. All I'm doing is to request the cooperation of everyone.
And we correct page by page.
Then we correct it page by page.
And
we please go through.
And we know you could be there.
Thanks, Chef. Thanks, honorable members. As you can on page one, introduction, the role of the committee. I think Chair, you just indicate if you need something to skip through or so on. In terms of section.
The problem is, hey, we're all becoming politicians. They ask you to raise a document. Now you dream of the politicians are supposed to be. I ask you just to raise a document.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for any further question after every from the role of the committee. 1.1, once you finish 1.1, we'll deal with that. Yeah, yes, that goes from the committee.
Thank you. 1.1, one introduction, 1.1, the role of the committee. In terms of Section 4, Subsection 4 of the Money Bills Amendment Procedure Related Matters Act, Number 9 of 2009, the mandate of the Standing Committee on Appropriations, in bracket the committee, is to consider and report on the following: spending issues, amendments to the Division of Revenue Bill, the Appropriation Bill, Supplementary Appropriation Bills, and Adjustment Appropriation Bill. Recommendations of the Financial and Fiscal Commission, including those referred to in the Intergovernmental Fiscal Relations Act, 1997. Act No. 97 of 1997. Report on actual expenditure published by the National Treasury and any other related matters set up in the above mentioned Act. In addition to the above, the committee has been tasked to oversee the activities of the portfolio of performance monitoring and evaluation, including youth matters in terms of National Assembly Rule 199, subsection on 1st November 2012. Section 5 of the Money Bills Amendment Procedures and Related Matters Act, Number 9 of 2009, the Act states that the National Assembly through its committees must annually assess the performance of each national department with reference to the following: the medium-term estimates for expenditure of each national department, its strategic priorities and measurable objectives, as tabled in the National Assembly with the national budget; prevailing strategic plans; expenditure report relating to such department published by the National Treasury in terms of Section 32 reports of the Public Finance Management Act, Most Management Act, Number 1 of 1999, brackets PFMA; the financial statements and annual report of such department; the report of the Committee on Public Accounts related to the department; and any other information requested by or presented to a House or Parliament. Committees must submit the budgetary review and recommendations report, BRRR, annual to the National Assembly. The BRRR assesses the effectiveness and efficiency of a department's use and forward allocation of available resources, and may include the recommendations on the use of resources in the medium term. Page 2.
Okay.
Chairperson, thank you. I'm sorry I was not at these meetings, but so if any of these things were discussed previously, then forgive me for that. I'm just looking at the heading, budget review and this thing, where we put dated 23rd October 2012. Now that date is going to change. Shouldn't we just put the date at the end of the report? Or is that the way it's been done for the last 100 years, so we have to do it? All right. Darren is shaking his head. All habits die hard. Then assess, just correct the spelling of assess in the second paragraph where you start section 5. The second line of section 5. I think it's a typo there. And then I didn't know we had a PFMMA. I know we have a PFMA, the Management Act. That bullet. Is it Public Finance Management Act?
Is it mismanagement?
And Chair, the other question I just want to ask.
I just want to ask is
the second last bullet, the report of the Committee on Public Accounts relating to the department. Okay, now later on we'll realize that there's no report of the Public Accounts Committee on this. But is it not the audit report of the Auditor General? Because later on here, when I read, we consider what the Auditor General has said with relation to the annual financial statements. I know the Act says public accounts, but
We deal with the Auditor General report. We didn't say that
we didn't have a report from the Committee on Public Accounts.
Now, if
I think that you spot on what I would think, as much as all the honorable members are correct, but you add that guy this way, because these bullets are quoting the what the Act says. But maybe what we need to do now, there's a process starting of amending the Act. I think some of the things that we need to clean in the Act. You and I and some members there were there when the Act was passed. But now the process of cleaning it up, I think we need to do that, because that's just really big idea. It's not a report of scope. It's a report of the HE. But it is in brackets, say the report of the HE, because they have taken it from the Act, and we know that you're correct. That there's no report of COP, there's no report of COP on this. Maybe we could say where applicable, at the end, where applicable. If not applicable, it doesn't apply. And I think the correct thing you're right is the age of the report.
Thank you, sir. Because
you follow up on the next page, you see. On the 1.2, the committee has scrutinized and interrogated all the documents as outlined in Section 5 of the Act. No, that's not correct. It should be all available documents. I know I'm just thinking.
No, but you're not correct. You say you were correct, but I don't see you correcting me. And then the next thing is the second part comes. With your Management Act, let us add there that there's a amendment, because this KFMA is no longer original to have an amendment. Okay, thank you. So I will find all of the numbers on page one.
Another thing you got it on page 2. You want to go through the whole page 2?
Yeah.
Committees must be.
Committees must submit a BRRR after the adoption of the budget and before the adoption of the reports on the medium-term budget policy statements in brackets and TDTS by the respective houses in November of each year. 1.2. Methodology followed by the committee in arriving at this report. The committee has scrutinized and interrogated all the documents outlined in Section 5 of the Act with the emphasis in the performance of the DPME in the 2011-12 financial year, as well as the performance in the first quarter of the 2012-13 financial year. Key issues emanating from various engagements between the committee and DPME were also considered. 1.3, background information to the DPME. 1.31, mandate. DPME was promulgated in January 2010 in line with Section 85, subsection 2, subsection C of the Constitution, which states that the President exercises executive authority together with other members of the Cabinet by coordinating the functions of state departments and administrations. The following are key mandates of the Department: facilitate development of plans or deliver agreements for the cross-cutting priorities or outcomes of government and monitor and evaluate the implementation of those plans; monitor the performance of individual, national and provincial government departments and municipalities; monitor frontline service delivery, carry out evaluations, and promote good monitoring and evaluation practices in government. 1.3.2, vision. The vision of DPME is to strive for continuous improvement in service delivery through performance monitoring and evaluation. 1.3.3, mission. Its mission is to work with partners to improve government performance in achieving desired outcomes and to improve service delivery through changing the way government works. This is done through the following: priority setting, robust monitoring evaluation related to the achievement of priority outcomes, monitoring of the quality of management practices, and monitoring of frontline service delivery. Subheading 2, strategic priorities and measurable objectives of the department. The department aims to support an outcome-oriented approach in intergovernmental planning and resource allocation across all spheres and organs of government. The Minister and the Presidency for Performance Monitoring and Evaluation, as well as Administration, Mr. O.C. Chavan, states in the DPME's 2011-12 Annual Performance Plan.
Excuse me? Okay. No, let us deal with page 2. But if honourable members, I can take you back. You know, we're dealing with Section 5. Of this act. I don't know if I thought that the most important clause on Section 5, I thought it's 5.3. A budgetary review and recommendation report must have the following. The Money Bill Amendment Act. And look, the staff of that was act we don't have.
Yeah, I'll ask you for one myself.
You got it?
No, I'll follow it.
Can we give that?
No, please, organize for us as well. It's also our Bible, this law, to call the king. I'm saying, but let's continue, but I'll just request that you come back to this, to page 1. I'm not sure if we... This is the right reference that you have made, this one. I think I suspect that the right one is 5.3. Any comments on page 2?
Just that comment made by Honorable King. It's all available documents as like. In the second paragraph. And then I was wondering, you know, the following are key mandates of the department, whether we should specifically highlight the control of the hotline, the presidential hotline, because, you know, we may be covered under monitoring frontline service delivery, but, you know, I'm just wondering, because they got it as a separate entity, whether we shouldn't say control over the presidential hotline.
No, you're correct, it was translated to when somebody got translated there. In fact, it is now
36%. Yeah. Yeah, if you look at the, I think the annual report will also reflect this now. The hotline falls directly under them. So how do we what Honorable Singh was saying, is it correct that we interrogated all the documents as outlined in Section 5?
All available.
All available documents?
Mm.
Oh, that's English, okay. Okay. Right. So that the all right. So we happy with the section 1-2 now, strategic priorities.
Chair, I was just going to suggest that if you from page 2, we start mentioning DPME. Just DPME. On page 1, either in the heading, where it's got performance monitoring and evaluation, or in the first paragraph, the standard committee, that we should put DPME in brackets.
In brackets,
so then later we know what DPME means, but the reader will know what DPME means.
In fact, I think that that really the very first sentence, say the standing content appropriation hearing as far as the service delivery, I think that it should say all the departments for performance monitoring and evaluation, DPMP. You can say and in the president, but we should say it's DPMP, because if you say department is the president, I think it is a department for performance monitoring and evaluation. And then we can do other part of the okay. Now we are on paragraph 2, strategic priorities and other objectives. Oh, you want page 3?
No,
okay.
Attention. Page 3. That priority areas in medium term will include the monitoring and evaluation of the implementation of the delivery agreement for the third priority outcomes, implementing the national evaluation policy framework, monitoring the quality of management practices in national and provincial departments and municipalities using the management performance assessment tool, monitoring the quality of service delivery on the ground and assessing departments to analyze and use data to improve service delivery. The third priority outcomes of government are as follows. Improve quality of education, a long and healthy life for all South Africans. All people in South Africa are and feel safe. Decent employment through inclusive economic growth. A skilled and capable workforce to support inclusive economic growth. An efficient, competitive and responsive economic infrastructure network. Vibrant, equitable and sustainable rural communities with food security for all. Sustainable human settlement and improved quality of household life. A responsive, accountable, effective and efficient local government system, environmental assets and natural resources that are well protected and continually enhanced. Create a better South Africa and contribute to a better and safer Africa and world. And an efficient, effective, development-oriented public service and an empowered, fair and inclusive citizenship. 2.1 overview of programs. Since its inception as budget vote, in bracket vote 6, in April 2011, DPME has been implementing its mandate through the following four interlinked, interrelated and mutual reinforcing programs. The presidential hotline was transferred to the department from the presidency with effect from 1st October 2011, in line with overall mandate of a government-wide performance monitoring and evaluation. The functions of the programs of the department are as follows. Program 1. Administration. The programmer is responsible for providing strategic management and administrative support to the Director General, Performance Monitoring and Evaluation, and the department. The program's objective is to ensure that the department has effective strategic leadership, administration, and management, and to ensure that it complies with all relevant legislative prescripts. Program 2, Outcome Monitoring and Evaluation. The program is responsible for the coordination of government strategic agenda through the development of performance agreements between the president and ministers, facilitation of the development of plans or delivery agreements for priority outcomes, and monitoring and evaluation of the implementation of delivery agreements.
Thank you. Thank you.
Honourable Member, there's page 3. I think that in page 3, it has transcribed. Plan as is. But if members have got any comments, they are welcome. Any comments? Okay, fine. Program 3.
Page 4.
Yes.
Program 3. MNE Systems Coordination and Support. The program is responsible for coordinating, supporting an integrated government-wide performance monitoring and evaluation system through policy development and capacity building. In addition, the purpose is to improve data access, data coverage, data quality, and data analysis across government. Program 4, Public Sector Oversight. The program is responsible for institutional performance monitoring and implementation of the frontline service delivery model. The program is responsible for the implementation of management, performance assessments of department strategic plans, and annual performance plans, APs, to determine the alignment with the prioritized outcomes and monitoring of the implementation of key indicators of public sector performance on behalf of the Forum of South African Directors General, in brackets FOSAD. Furthermore, it is responsible for designing and implementing hands-on service delivery monitoring activities with Office of the Premier and for setting up and supporting the implementation of citizens-based service delivery monitoring systems, including presidential hotline. 2.2, key performance objectives per priority program. 2.2.1, program 2, outcomes monitoring and evaluation. Key strategic performance output, the development and monitoring of the delivery agreements for all drug performance outcomes. In respect of this output, the department set the following targets. Bullet number 1, delivery agreements which relate to the drug priority outcome as adopted in November 2010 to be reviewed and revised when necessary by the implementing forums supported by DPME by March 2012. Adoption of terms of reference for implementation forums by the end of April 2011. Submission of 4 quota monitoring reports for performance outcome to cabinet committees. And submission of midterm review report on progress with implementation of the delivery agreement to be submitted to cabinet by February 2012. Key strategic performance output. The evaluation of reports on government policies, plans, programs, projects. In respect of this output, the department set the following targets. National evaluation plan to be approved by cabinet by December 2011. Guidelines to support evaluations across government drafted on terms of reference and improvement plans to be approved by the Director General of DPME and published on the DPME website by March 2012. 1 evaluation report to be approved by the Evaluation Hearing Committee by March 2012. And Director General of the President to sign off a high-level plan for producing the 20-year review of government. End of page 4. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah.
Any comments?
The second paragraph there, the program is responsible for the implementation management performance assessment, and then it starts with assessment, but when he read it, he said assessment, and I think assessment should be more correct, so he just added the S there.
Wait, that's on program 4,
I beg your pardon? Program 4, it's third line there,
third
performance
line.
Assessment, and then assessment of the Department Strategic Program and our performance plan.
Okay.
And then, Chair, in the bullet points under key strategic performance the first bullet point, second line, 2010 to be reviewed and revised where necessary, WHERE.
Thank you,
I'm just a bit maybe with the structure. If you look at 2.2.1, it's got in bold both key strategic performance output and key strategic performance output. But then it says the development and monitoring, blah, 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 and then other ones, the evaluation of reports and government. I don't know if we can maybe put the evaluation of the development and monitoring was a key strategic performance output, and then the evaluation of reports of government policies, plans, programs, in respect of output was a key strategic performance output. Because if you look at it as key strategic outputs under the same program, it's a bit, to me, confusing. don't know if I'm getting you.
But we're not followed by the same key strategic performance output number one or one, and then the second one key strategic output two.
Yeah, I think that could assist us so that we can have both of them.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Isn't there a
Okay. And I just thought on the heading, the MNE,
we should put it in 4. For the first time, monitoring and evaluation system, we have
what
do you call that, colon.
And
what
are you on
about? Right above of page 4. Yeah. Call it monitoring and evaluation system, and then you can put MNE in brackets and then put the colon, and then coordination and support.
we can put it in full, but I think it was you who said that at the beginning that they are telling about it in brackets.
No, that was the EPM, that was the department.
That's correct, yeah.
MNE program is a program.
Oh, at the beginning of each, yeah, at the beginning of each, you give the full name. That's fine. Okay. So, we're fine with the, with three. You've got the first equipment, output one and two.
Fine with four.
We're fine with four.
Okay, thank you. 2.2.2, program 3, MNE systems coordination and support. Key strategic performance output. Improve monitoring and evaluation systems in national and provincial government departments. In respect of this output, the department has the following targets. Monitoring and evaluation of human resource, records HR capacity, diagnostic audit, conceptualized and funding source and approved by end March 2012. Key strategic performance output, results act. In respect of this output, the department has the following target. Concept document for draft results bill to be approved by the DPME's top management by end of March 2012. Key strategic performance output, monitoring and evaluation of policies and or guidelines developed and promoted across government. In respect of this output, the department had the following targets. Develop and maintain cabinet approval for national evaluation policy framework, 2 national monitoring and evaluation forum meetings and 4 provincial monitoring and evaluation forums meetings in 2011-12. Key strategy performance output, development indicators. With regard to this output, the department has the following target. 2011 development indicator report to be produced and developed in time. 2.2.3. Program 4, Public Sector Oversight, in brackets PSO. Key strategy performance output, cabinet to approve management performance assessment tool, MPT. In respect of this output, the department has the following targets. MPT to be approved by cabinet by June 2011. MPT to be updated and approved by the Director General or top management meeting by the end of August 2013. And implementation tools and guidelines presented to provincial monitoring and evaluation forums by the end of June 2011. And public journal presidential frontline service delivery monitoring program, FSDM, web-based portal by the end of June 2012. The FSDM is a joint DPME presidency and officers of Premier program that monitors the quality of services delivered at selected service sites. The information collected is used to work with sector departments to analyze improvements, and monitoring is done by means of unannounced site versus. Key strategy performance output, frontline service delivery monitoring versus. In respect of this output, the department has the following targets. 60 sites to be visited with manual site monitoring reports filed at DDME, and 100 sites to visited with site monitoring reports captured on web-based portal for the program.
Okay. Any comments on the member?
Thank you, Chair. This will have to take us just to page 4.
Okay.
Because we have this heading.
Okay.
we have 4 programs from 6 days for kids, but 2.2 talks about key performance objectives per parent program.
Yeah.
And we don't have program 1, which is administration. We have 2 and 4. So I don't know whether it's just the
administration.
No. The other finance is there. We're talking about the 2.2. Let's go to page 4. 2.2. Key performance objectives per priority program. And 2.2.1. We start at program 2 instead of sitting by program 1, which is administration. It's not that to add it so that we have all the programs. If we have nothing to say about it, we put it there and we say nothing about it.
Thank you. No, thanks a lot. I think they do have the objective on honor the
cost. Chief, it's on the first line, or second line, in the sixth of this output, not to this output. And then, these results act in effect not to the doctors, again, all the doctors. And then, under peace, which is just up to monitoring the relation, there's two bullet points there, and the second one is two national monitoring relation forum meetings, and four provincial monitoring and relation forum meetings. Okay, I'm going to set up there.
Four provincial monitoring and evaluation. Now there is a forum.
Forum.
Yeah, it is not. Maybe what could have been done is four should be more or less. Yeah. So that it denotes a number, you know, now it's like it's a name, and so that's why Honorable Prof is denoted. So that the four becomes a small letter. Eh?
It's a body, it's a provincial monitoring and a forum. That's the name of the thing.
Yeah.
Not forum.
No.
That forum should be capital letters,
and
it should be
or forum meetings, eh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, F4 is small letter, mm-hmm. And then a forum is capital letter. Okay, that's fine, thanks. Another maybe it's for me, and the 2, 2, 3. We've got some dates there, but they're jumping around quite significantly. I mean, we're looking at the 11-12 financial year, so that one date on the first bullet is right. Okay. Then we speak about top measure meeting by the end of August 2013, okay, the next financial year. So, and then it goes back to implementation tools, guidelines of provincial monitoring relation forums by the end of June 2011, published by presidential, and then it goes web-based portal by the end of June 2012. So we're speaking in two different financial years. So I'm not sure. Yes. So in order, yeah. And so then the, I mean, because by June it has been done and it's measurable. But anything later not measurable. So it's just too tidy that data.
Okay,
it's
not their target.
No, this is their target.
Is that how they put it?
I don't know. No, I think that's what another snare is saying. The dates are confusing, and therefore maybe it's worth going back to the document. That's the, if the dates are correct. Honorable Fuller? Oh, I'm sorry, Honorable Fuller, we had the Honorable thing. Okay. We'll come later.
Yes,
about you. No, I think here it's their output that they're talking about. So the next MPAT that we
So he's talking about the date where it needs to be updated. So they're only telling us that by then, 2015, it will be updated. That time. It's just for information, the way I understand it, to say that is what they are saying. 2015, in August, they will be updating their MPAT.
We're not contesting it. All we just say, we're flagging it. If it is that, it's fine. Sorry? Yes. It's just without making sure that our report is accurate, that's all. But I think it makes sense what you're saying. Okay, we're done with page 5, no? Page 6.
Thanks, Chair. Key strategic performance output. Presidential hotline performance improvement program. In respect to this output, the department has the following targets. 20 call center operators to be appointed in 2011-12 and 70.6% national average case resolution rate at the end of March 2011 and 80% at the end of March 2012. Heading 3. Performance of DBME in the 2011-12 financial year. 3.1. Overview and analysis of overall financial and non-financial performance. In the 2011-12 financial year, the department was allocated a main appropriation of 75.8 million, which was adjusted upwards by 20.4 million in the 2011-12 mid-year budget adjustments to a final appropriation of 96.2 million during the adjustment process. For the 2011-12 financial year, the department spent 92.8 million or 96.5% of the total appropriation of 96.2 million. This resulted in an under expenditure of 3.4 million or 3.5% at the end of the 2011-12 financial year. In terms of performance against predetermined objectives, a total of 86 performance targets were set at the beginning of the 2011-12 financial year. However, only 54 or 63% of the total was achieved at the end of the 2011-12 financial year. As a result, 32 or 37% of the performance targets were not achieved. The non-attainment of targets was largely due to the fact that targets were not suitably developed during the strategic planning process. 3.2, financial and non-financial performance of program. Program 1, administration. Program 1 was allocated a final appropriation of 22 million but spent 21.4 million, resulting in an unexpenditure of 68,000 incurred under current payment. In terms of performance against predetermined, there were 20 performance targets but only 16 or 80% were fully achieved. There were 4 performance targets that were not achieved. The 4 targets that were not achieved are finalization of the risk management strategy and plan developed for implementation, communication strategy and plan developed and implemented, the development of the procurement plan, the development of a supplier database and the establishment of a comprehensive asset register. Some of the contributing factors to the non-attainment of targets were the lengthened process of putting in place the required capacity for internal audit and risk management and the vacancy in the communications unit. However, the department had indicated that the risk management plan will be implemented in full during the 2012-13 financial year and the vacant position for the communications specialist has since been filled. Furthermore, the supplier's database and the procurement plans have since been completed and the assets register has also been completed.
Okay. Yeah.
Any comments on the members? On the screen?
Chairperson, yeah. I just want to go back to what Honorable Snell said earlier on. On this key strategic performance output and the repetition of it. And why I'm bringing that up, because if you look on the top of the page, page 6, you've got key strategic performance output, presidential offline performance improvement program. Now that you're expressing an opinion on that program, but it looks like it's just part of the sentence, because then you go in respect of this output. So maybe when we start with the key performance output, we should have program 2, or like on page 4, outcome monitoring and evaluation, a big heading there, key strategic performance output. And then for each one of them, you highlight development and monitoring of delivery agreements, evaluation of reports on government policy, and so on and so forth, you know? Then the next one on program 3, page 5, you have program that, you have key strategic performance output as a heading. Then you'll have improved monitoring and evaluation systems. You'll have results. You have monitoring and evaluation policies. Development in the people. And you'll be expressing an opinion on each of those things.
Now, another thing, here is another expression, an opinion. They are saying on paragraph 2, the key performance objectives that the department sets in a program. Now, the next thing, they go to each program. Well, we're taking the point that on automatic for race is that administration is not there.
Right.
We assume that it is going to fight them. The issue is that they are taken per program. They are not, there's no opinion that is expressed here. All that is being said is that program 2, the department said these are the key strategic performance outputs that they would want to achieve, and so forth and so forth. Because my worry is that if we just have a heading that says the key strategic performance output without heading them under program, perhaps it might confuse. I think it's better if it is per program. Because I see the next one now, where we are now, where we're starting now, on paragraph 3, we're starting now with the opinion. Now, the overview, the analysis now, that's where now opinion is being expressed now, in terms of was it achieved, was it not achieved. You want to help? Okay,
on other side. No, I just have an overview and analysis of overall financial and non-financial performance. That paragraph there, which is the second paragraph. The third line there ends in mid-year budget adjustments to a final appropriation of 96.2 million. And I suggest that we can actually delete the word during the adjustments process. Because, you know, we say that it will then read in the 11-12 financial year, the cost was allocated to the main appropriation of 75.8 million, which is just up by 3.4 million in the 12 mid-year budget adjusted to a final appropriation of 96.2 million.
Okay. Any other comments? The other comment that I have is on the same paragraph, 3.1, the same paragraph of the last sentence says, the non-attainment of targets was largely due to the fact that targets were not suitably developed during the strategic planning process. I don't know, is this our opinion?
This is what it says. It says
that. Well, that's what they said.
Yeah.
Well, okay, all right. Because I would just say, if that is the case, then we'd need a new paragraph. Mr. Zamisa?
Yes, Chairperson, I think some of the things that are reflected here is precisely what the professor is reflected on the annual report.
Any comments from administration? We're fine. Okay, great, Chairman.
Thank you, Chair. Program 2, outcomes, monitoring and evaluation. Program 2 was allocated a final appropriation of 23.1 million but only spent 22.6 million, resulting in an under-expenditure of 583,000 incurred under current payment. A total of 15 performance targets were set at the start of the reviewed financial year, however only 9 or 60% of the total were fully achieved. There were 6 performance targets that were not achieved. The 6 targets that were not achieved are namely, National Department and Premier's offices supported to translate delivery agreements into provincial targets for concurrent functions, evidence base for outcome monitoring research and strengthened, and tools developed and refined. Outcomes approach promoted and communicated. Report on alignment of the APP and strategic plan of 45 national departments to the outcomes. Refinements to deliver agreements initiated and reflected in the POA and quarterly progress updated on POA and quarterly reporting on progress to cabinet committees facilitated. Some provincial departments did not set provincial targets related to all the targets in all the delivery agreements and DPME continues to engage with provinces in this regard. The department has indicated that some departments have failed to sufficiently strengthen the data collection and management systems. There has been work undertaken in communicating, but this still needs to be improved upon. Some departments do not submit ACPs to DPME for review. However, all submitted ACPs were reviewed. DPME is engaging sector departments on obtaining detailed reports for updating of quota progress on the program of action, and efforts are being directed at implementation forums for the finalization of the review of delivery agreements. Program 3, M&E System Coordination and Support. Program 3 was allocated a final appropriation of $22.4 million, but only spent $21.1 million. This resulted in an under-expenditure of $1.2 million incurred under current payments, in bracket $136,000, and payments for capital assets, in bracket $1.2 million. A total of 34 performance targets were set, but only 18 or 53% were fully achieved. There were 11 performance targets that were not achieved. The 11 targets that were not achieved are, namely, detailed IT infrastructure designed by CETA, 100% review of all drafted components of GIS, stakeholder workshop held for M&E IT guidelines, and draft M&E IT guidelines developed, integrated DPME project dashboard, framework on modeling needs of DPME.
Any comments?
The first bullet point there, the second paragraph, a total of 15 performance targets were set. There were 6 performance targets that were not achieved, and then you say again the 6 targets that were not achieved are namely. And I'm suggesting that we start the sentence that last sentence, instead of there were 6, just start with 6 performance targets were not achieved, namely. Poof, and then scrap that next section there. And as far as program 3 is concerned, a total of 34 performance targets, but only 8 were fully achieved. And then start off 11 performance targets were not achieved, namely.
Okay. Are you
done on that?
Yeah.
Honorable principal said, but I'm not aware if anywhere APP is being written in full. But I can say POA is written in full somewhere down in the last paragraph of token 2. That as long as they can be written maybe at the beginning, so that when you use the abbreviations, you've already reflected to the full name.
Now, and it is written somewhere, but on page 4, for example, on program 4, it is written there. But if you say maybe what Honorable Singh was saying,
the thing to be supporting is that at the end of each paragraph, you not say that.
I went. She was written somewhere, just as I say, POA.
Okay.
It's written somewhere in abbreviation, but when you go down the line, it's written in full somewhere.
Okay.
So I was just saying, if it's written in full, when it's first used, then the application will be understood.
Okay. Any comments?
Third last bullet from the bottom. Targets that were not achieved, namely, and then stakeholder workshop held for guidelines, draft IT guidelines developed. And then, yeah, but that's almost like it has been done.
Is the workshop to be held on M&E guidelines and the draft of if you can clean that up as well. But also, that's right at the very beginning. program to us allocated an appropriation of 23.1 million, but only spent 22.6. The difference is 583,000. You see, the problem here is that we didn't reflect this 83,000 anywhere. Now we reflected on the understanding, and when you add up, it doesn't. Then it doesn't tally. So it's either you reflect it somewhere, so that when you say it was not spent, it's because if you add 23.1 and 22.6, you'll not get the 83,000. So that's why I'm saying maybe it's important to reflect it if you're going to go to that detail. If you're not going to go to that detail, if you say an expenditure was over 500,000,
you're just being generous.
But if you're going to the details, now it means that you must have details everywhere. I don't know if you hear the point that I'm saying.
Because
when I look at it, if we subtract this from the other one, it will give us 583, and if we add 583 to 22.6, it will give us the 23.1.
It will give us 583, it will give us 500,000, yeah?
It could be a million of those 22.6, unless we have 22.5, 700,000. Then you won't see that.
That's why the issue that I'm saying is that if you run them up, you run them up all in one sentence. You can't in one sentence have the exact number, and also you don't have the exact number because they don't tally. Because 22.6 and 5.83, they don't make the 3.1. They cannot make that. They make, no, they will make, what I'm saying, Commissioner, is that the problem is, once you write it to the send, then it will not tally, because as a total, you didn't write it to the send, you just rounded it up to the 3.1. We know that it's to the 3.1 something. We do know that. Now, somebody who reads this, who doesn't know that, but is adding 22.6 plus 583 to get that 23.1, gets something different. If we agree with that...
Chairperson, I just want to go back to what Honorable Snell said. You see, when you talk about the... On the first bullet point, there were six performance targets that were not achieved, named those things.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth, unclear. Maybe we could put that there were six areas in which performance targets were not achieved, namely. Because outcome approach promoted and communicated is an area where it was not achieved. Report and alignment of the APP was not achieved. I think there were six areas, and then later on you'll say the same on page 7.
On page 7, wow, okay.
Because these are, the bullet points are areas, isn't it?
Actually, the bullet points are the actual name of the indicator.
Yeah. I think there were six areas in which the targets were not achieved, and then you're naming them.
Yes, the actual name of the indicator.
Yeah.
Okay, the other thing which I have need assistance, after the bullet, the paragraph, that starts with some provincial department, but the next one says the department has indicated, you see that paragraph, no?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. On the 1, 2, 3, the one before that one, that says there has been work undertaken in communicating. You see why I'm reading, eh? Shouldn't this, there has been some, I'm not sure, it looks like to me it's not complete.
Yeah.
Unless you say there's been some work undertaken in completing this,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it, completing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if we agree, then if there are no other comments, let's go to...
May I just add?
Sure.
If you look at the bullet point Honorable Snell referred to, that says MNTIT guidelines to be developed. Indicators when they are written out in the ATPs are not written out as to be developed, because then they will not be smart. So the way they are written to work is the correct way that they should be written out. Indicators developed. I'm not sure if I can make by way of example.
I think that what we're trying to do, we're cleaning, but I do understand that you have transcribed up from the book. Yeah, but I think all the members of the staff want it to be readable. You know.
The workshop was supposed to be held, but it was not held. And understood that event it was supposed to be held, and that's where these guidelines were supposed to be developed. As long as it has come on, because he explained it thoroughly, that no, one of the things that were not achieved was that we were supposed to help to hold a workshop where such and such a thing was supposed to be done.
Okay, page 8.
Thanks, Chair. 20 years you planned. Task teams, steering committee established. Technical support in developing evaluation proposals. 12 POA reports produced for DALI. Files and completed and implemented. Information data management component of information strategy developed and implemented. Attend 90% of scheduled policy formulation discussion, meeting and review of all draft components of national GIS policy. 12 outcomes partially enabled, partially achieved due to non-availability of disaggregated data for some outcomes. Modification to DECODE's bilateral agreement database to accommodate MNE functionalities. However, the department indicated that the framework for modeling the department's needs was later deemed a non-priority. There are ongoing engagement with CETA, for which the department confirmed the existence of a turnaround plan for improvements on its operations, and there are forums held with extra departments regarding improvements to their data collection systems. DBME is still engaging with DECODE regarding possible support for developing a system for monitoring of bilateral agreements. DBME has obtained cabinet approval for the 2-year review and work is underway. Program 4, Public Sector Oversight. Program 4 has allocated a final appropriation of 28.6 million, but only spent 27.8 million. As a result, an unexpenditure of 786,000 incurred under current payments. A total of 17 performance targets were set, but only 11 or 65% were fully achieved. There were 6 performance targets that were not achieved. The 6 partial achieved targets relate to 45 APP assessments, undertake the review of the content and process of HOD performance assessment by DEC 2011, develop frameworks for DBME, frontline service deliver, in brackets FSD monitoring, develop framework for season-based FSD monitoring, develop delivery support framework by September 2011, three support interventions facilitated, linked to FSD, and management weakness. It is to be highlighted that the department reported that the framework for HOD performance assessment had been completed in 2012, the same financial year, and the department has conducted assessments for baseline findings for citizen-based frontline service delivery monitoring. 3.3, financial performance by economic classifications. Current payments. A budget of 88.6 million was allocated, but only 87 million was spent. As a result, a budget of 1.6 million was unspent. Compensation of employees. A budget of 53 million was allocated, but only 51.7 million or 97.5% was spent. A budget of 1.3 million was left unspent.
Okay. Thank you. Any comments? You feeling bothered, man?
Difficult.
You want to just come and listen to me? okay. Again, on paragraph 4, if you add 27.8 and 78.6, do not keep what they call it 28.6. I understand the rounding part, but I'm worried about when you give details and do not give all the details. I would want us to give details, you know, that's the same thing.
Chair, on that one, Chair, I think we need to correct it from the previous paragraph, where the Chair has also commented about the 22.6 million. When you add it together with the 586, it does not give 23.1 million. Chair, we have done a number of changes on this figure to give you exactly the total. But here, I think what yes, Chair. I'm not sure what calculator I used, but the one that I'm using here. It's millions and thousands.
Put it in the calculator.
Can I make a suggestion? I think Chair is saying that reference should not be made to millions and then later on to thousands. Anyone is not straightforward. Rather, what we should be doing. Chair, if I may continue. Rather, what we should be doing. Okay. I wanted to make a suggestion here. Instead of the thousands appearing, then it would rather be 0.7, and then can make a decision on how far they should go. So if you have, for example, 28.6, then we would have 0.78 million instead of having 1,000.
My suggestion is that it is a 780,000 is correct. It's a correct figure. Right?
It's a correct figure.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you got 28.6, it's 28.6 some odd something, some good. It's 0.6230. Add it up to the 1,000 and the million comes to the same thing. Then it's very clear. Then it's very clear.
Okay.
But leave the 1,000 because you can't just leave 0.7 million.
Yeah.
But you know, just put a few more. Some of them it works out exactly because 30 and the other 1.5, that is 28.5.
Yes, if you go down the page, it
works out properly.
No comment.
Okay.
So we are we fine with page 9? Oh, come on.
Okay.
Just after those bullets at the top, the however issue, modeling of the department. It seems like it needs simplicity to many departments here, not one department. Apostrophe S also.
No, one. Yes, actually it's one. It's one. Yes, it's the DPME. There and okay.
And then there are four after the bracket. I was going to say four or forums.
Okay. However, the department indicated that the framework for modeling the department's needs was later given non-priority.
Okay, but another comment? If you go down, that's the paragraph under 3.3, it is to be highlighted. What is it? It is to be highlighted. Am I right, no? It is to be highlighted.
It was highlighted.
It is to be highlighted. That is department, the budget, that's the framework for HOD performance assessment that is completed. My understanding of this sentence, we're not talking about the HOD for performance monitoring and evaluation. We're talking about the HOD across departments. Am I right? Yeah. So then it is performance assessment, not assessment. So it is assessment. Has been completed in the 2012, 2013, or 2011, 2012 financial year.
It was indicated on the way here that it not completed in the 2011 financial year.
Let's
reflect that. Because if you think it has been completed in 2012, 2013, in other words, it was completed after the financial year. You want to have that happen?
Naturally, on that sentence, let's start with the it is related. I think that we can just scratch the first part of the sentence and start by the D department, by itself, the D department reported that framework for HOD performance assessment had been completed in 2013 financial year.
Okay.
That's fine.
Let's go to page 9.
Thanks, Chair. Goods and services. a budget of 35.6 million was allocated, but only 35.3 million was spent. This resulted in a slight under expenditure, 273,000. Payments for capital assets. A budget of 7.6 million was allocated.
And then the principal applied that you write the full amount on that 35 million.
Payment for capital assets, a budget of 7.6 million was allocated but only 5.8 million was spent. As a result, a budget of 1.8 million was left unspent. Machinery and equipment was allocated a final appropriation of 5.9 million but only 4.8 million or 80% was spent. A budget of 1.2 million was unspent. Software and other intangible assets were allocated a final appropriation of 1.6 million but only 1.1 million. A slight expenditure of 590,000 was incurred. 3.4. Issues of note concerning expenditure performance in the 2011-12 financial year. DPME incurred an expenditure amounting to 3.4 million or 3.5% of its total final appropriation. This expenditure was experienced in all four departmental programs. Program 3, Integrated Public Performance Data Systems, not only has the highest rate of unexpenditure, but is the only program that underspent by more than 1 million. Current payments emerged as a main contributor to unexpenditure across all programs, due mainly to delays in the filling of funded vacant posts. The vacancy rate at the end of the 2011-12 financial year was 30%. The vacant positions included those of Deputy Director Generals, of which one position was later filled, while the remaining position was awaiting approval from the cabinet. Other key contributing factors to the unexpenditure related to delays in the procurement of computer equipment and delays in the development of computer applications. 4. Performance of DPME at the end of the first quarter of the 2012-13 financial year. In the first quarter of the 2012-13 financial year, the DPME recorded an expenditure of 23.3 million or 13.4% of its main appropriation of 174.2 million. This expenditure rate was 11.6% lower than the spending projection of 27.1% for the first quarter. 4.1. Expenditure by programs. Program 1, Administration, was allocated a main budget of 59.8 million, but only 8.5 million or 14.3% was spent. Program 2, Outcomes Monitoring and Evaluation, was allocated a main budget of 37.5 million but only spent 5.8 million or 15.9% was spent. Program 3, Integrated Public Performance Data Systems, was allocated a main budget of 18.9 million but only spent 2.9 million or 15.7% was spent. Program 4, Public Sector Administration Oversight, was allocated a main budget of 57.8 million but only spent 5.8 million or 10.1% was spent. 4.2, expenditure by economic classification. Current payments, an amount of 21.8 million or 13.4% of the main allocation of 174.2 million was spent as follows. As follows, compensation of employees, only 16.9 million or 18.3% of the main allocation of 93.1 million was spent.
Thank you. From page 9, one of top, honorable thing.
The second line on that page, this resulted in a slight under expenditure, and it should be of 273,000 land. The payment for capital assets, a budget of 7.6 million was allocated, but 5.8 million was spent. And then it says, as a result, a budget of 1.8 million was left unspent. We would say, as a result, 1.8 million was left unspent, not the budget.
But the activity is a new sentence, but as a result, the way it could
Yeah, we have to start with the error result. It'll say 1.8 million of we'll say 1.8 million rand of the budget was left unspent. Of the allocation. And then the second, the next machinery equipment allocated the final appropriation of 5.9 million, but only 4.8 million or 8%, 86% was spent. 1.2 million of the budget was unspent. And then software and other intangible assets were allocated to final appropriation of 1.6 million, but only 1.1 million. The word was spent, must be put on there. Now, then we go to 4.1 expenditure by program. Program 2, outcome margin evaluation, was allocated, instead of a main budget, it's not really a main budget, but allocated a budget of 37.5. The main budget is the budget of the whole department, I would say. But only spent 5.9 million or 50.9%, and then the deed that was spent. And program 3, the lead was spent, the last two words there, and program 4 also the lead was spent.
Okay,
Chair, I noted that in bullet 1, where the 590,000 has been 0,000, they must make it triple 0.
Yeah.
And then on 3.4, Deputy Director General, not Director General. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Director General.
Not another of the hand.
No, no. And then I have a bit of a problem, I just want to follow up with this 4.1. It's a bit misleading when you say that main budget of 59.8 but only 14.3 was spent. I know it relates to the first quarter.
Yeah.
But you know, to a reader,
to one program,
yeah, to a reader, they only spend 14%, only spend 15%, only spend 10%. What's wrong with the department?
Yeah.
But they shouldn't have been spending more than 25 or 26%, because that was the target. So I don't know how we can reframe it so we give a truer reflection.
Yeah.
Maybe what we could do is to say we go to program one. But only spent that amount of 14.3% from the target. From the root target. We spell out what was the target.
No. Do we have the target? 27.1.
We don't have the target for program.
Chef, I really don't need to be disruptive for asking this question, but no, the reason I want to ask, Chef, is why are we putting that information in here? You see, in terms of the detail of process...
You're doing exactly what you're saying.
No, but do we need the information even? Okay.
I think
look, it's the first time we've done them in there. And to try to understand what is it that actually the content is informing. You see, are we going to do this in the first quarter report of the department, or are we... I don't mean to be funny.
No, I think it's right. You must be on the same page. My understanding is in preparation for this, we had some discussions with Odike, and I gave him at the end, because the guidelines from the health chair indicate that the DRR does not align with the financial year. It moves from 1 year and then up to another year, June. So next year's one will start from July, moving forward. it's not within the financial area, because the FSL, the annual report is one of the documents that are being used, not the only one, but it's one of the documents. So, well, I left it to that, but maybe it's something that we need to continue, the discussion that we need to continue engaging in, Son of Man. I have the same thoughts as you. But you know the rounding of another thing. Somewhere it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. So in my clever guys there, they say no, it's the same thing. So for a stupid person like me, it's not always the same thing. No, this person, okay, I withdraw, that's fine, but look at the go back to payment for capital at the beginning, no? So the material and equipment were allocated in appropriation for 5.9 million. The expenditure was 4.8, and spent was 1.2.
That's
1.1. And that doesn't give 5.9.
So,
as I say, we must be consistent. We can't use what we use everything. We must be consistent. What do we want? What system do we want to use?
Okay.
Well,
I'm finished now. Good and very good. On page 10.
The suggestion by Amar Usnel, are we not going to follow up on that?
Yes.
Are we going to deal with the first quarter?
Now, the suggestion by Amar Usnel is that, my response to his suggestion was that I share the vertical sentiment. They know that I've raised it with them, the guidelines, they showed me, I have the guideline.
Okay.
They are saying we must do it like that. But what I'm suggesting is that let's take this as is for now. That's why I was saying let's continue to engage with this discussion. How should this BRR be structured? Because this is it's a thought by other people. The act does not give. It gives a broad what we call the guideline. It doesn't say exactly how you deal with these issues, how you write this. And people said someone came up with a framework that we should use, and that is the framework that they have used here.
Just to go back, you see, when we say in 4.1, you see, when you say 59.8 million, and then you say 14.3% was spent, shouldn't we do nothing in the third quarter? But then it means the feeding for every program in the first quarter. Yeah. Was allocated, we can say it was allocated, not main budget, an annual allocation. Was allocated an annual budget. And 14.3% was spent in the first quarter.
Now, but paragraph 4, another thing,
third quarter.
Permanent of DPMP as the first quarter.
No, I'm accepting that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying if you skip that and read below that, you know, why you put 60 and then 8.5 and then you put 37.5 and 5.9? You say like in program 2, allocated the main budget of 37.5 but only spent 5.9. Now you're saying they didn't spend 30 million. That's what you're saying. But they couldn't have spent 30 million. It's only the first quarter. So how do you...
You know, this only is our language.
Yeah.
It has a continuum when they have spent, they haven't spent a little less than a month. You still say only. When they spent 99.
Anyway, they can check that out.
It's still only. But now for the department.
We must know the target. I think, we can easily demand from our own department, what are the targets, so that we know what we measure in our case. Now, working from the target, when we can't do that, because we also want other status from other departments.
You see, if you look at number four, the opening paragraph, it makes a lot of sense. In the first quarter, that the DPNA recorded, not handed, to be handed. Now that we've seen and expenditure of 23.3 or 13.4% of its main appropriation of 134. Clear what they did. This expenditure rate was 11.6% lower than the spending projection of 27.1% of the report. Clear, such a clear statement that, you can't deal with it. You know exactly what happened. They should have spent 27, they spent 11. But when you come below that, you start taking a bit. I'm just saying, let us look at it. I mean, we're not saying that.
Under 4.1, expenditure by program, shouldn't we just add the expenditure by program for first quarter? Add the word for first quarter. And then, you know, I really like the suggestion by Honorable Singh, which says, you know, if they do all the buildings like this, say administration was allocated a total budget of 59.8 million for the year, but only spent 8.5 million or 40%, 40.3% during the first quarter.
But Shepherdson, if Honorable Boss said, extend such a program for the first quarter, then it will be easier for us, because we are just going to say administration was allocated at the 5.9 million. And then 8.5 was spent, which is 14.3%. Then everybody will know that that is for that token for the first quarter. And then you take other things out, like main budget out, whatever out, you know. That's it. Then it will be understandable.
Yeah, we said the public would include the furniture.
Same program.
Only 4.8 million or 7.1% of the main appropriation of 67.5 million was spent. In respect of goods and services, it was reported that the main areas of understanding during the first quarter were the presidential hotline and evaluations. The reason for the underspending on the goods and services was hotline transfer to DPME from presidency on 1st October 2011 and additional funding was requested during 2012-13 for the hotline for additional call center capacity, increased services from the State Infrastructure Technology Agency, CETA, and for calls made to toll-free number. However, the estimates for the aforementioned had turned out lower than anticipated. payment for capital assets, an amount of 1.5 million or 10.9% of the main allocation of 13.5 million was spent. The under-expenditure is largely due to late agreement with CEDA on the final infrastructure plan for the department. The procurement of hardware has only began in August 2012. DPME has indicated that the implementation of the ICT plan was on track and all resources will be utilized by year-end. 4.4, issues of no concern in the performance of DPME at the end of the first quarter of 2012-13 financial year. All of programs contributed to a slow departmental expenditure in the first quarter of the 2012-13 financial year. Unfunded funded vacant posts remain the same, the main reason for slow spending. Another reason for the underspending was the delay in the procurement of IT related equipment. 4.4, considerations of government merchant review. The Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation, DPME, briefed the Committee on Government Merchant Performance for the 2009 to 2014 electoral term. The department presented an overview of the progress made by government in improving performance on the 12 key government outcomes, as well as the 5 main priorities at November 2011, the main point of this government term of office. The summary full report presented the findings and recommendations into education and skills, health, crime and corruption, jobs, economic infrastructure, rural development, human settlements, local government and basic services, environmental assets, international relations, and achieving an efficient public service. Priority areas discussed include the following. 4.4.1, education. The number of children benefiting from early childhood development, ECD, is increasing, and the grade R enrollment rate has doubled from 2003 to 2010. Furthermore, grade 12 percentage passes increased in 2011, although the number of learners passing at bachelor's level has decreased. Access to affordable education has increased with 70% of learners now in no-fee schools. Critical factors for consideration in the delivery of quality education include strengthening the quality and coverage of early childhood development, improving literacy and numeracy levels in lower grades, supporting teachers to teach English as a second language at early levels, and addressing quality and performance in mathematics. And physics earlier in the system. Improving the quality of service provided by FET colleges was critical in alleviating the problem of youth unemployment.
Okay.
It was reported that the main areas of understanding is, I think that should be underspending, not understanding. We did understand that.
No, the other thought that you would understand.
Yeah, I read between the lines, and that's why I didn't understand it here. But it's underspending. And then, during the first quarter, were the presidential hotline and evaluations. I think that evaluation is a program. I think we should have a capital letter. The E should be a capital letter because it's a specific program.
That's
what the main areas of underspending in the first quarter of the result plan and evaluation.
Okay.
And then just the next paragraph there, that total three is one word. It doesn't mean total equals three.
Honourable members, I think what we need to do here is we have to clean this report. You know, paragraph 4, where it starts,
It says performance of the department at the end of the first quarter. Now, I know that the medium-term report could have been presented to us at the first quarter, but it's not the performance, it's not related to this performance of the first quarter. So I think that we need to put it somewhere, not make it part of the first quarter. If you get what I'm saying is that paragraph 4 is dealing with the expenditure of the first quarter. Performance of the first quarter. Now, 4.4 dealing with the medium term report, which dates back from 2009.
4.4
should be 4.3. No. About the second one. No, I'm just talking about the midterm report review. The midterm review, I'm saying it's not part of this first quarter report. Altogether.
No.
Under 4.1
yeah.
And 4.2, we were dealing with the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then he goes on to what he would have, what should read 4.3, which is also still dealing with the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would, it should be 4.3, or what I would could suggest. What I could suggest is just cut up that 4.3 heading totally and leave that paragraph in there.
This is what now concerns the end of the third quarter, 4.7, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But,
and then you go to 4.4, which is something totally different.
Yeah.
Chair, may I make a correction? The midterm review...
I've not even finished speaking. Oh. You must also just give me a chance to swear, all that I'm saying is that this report, I think what we need to do now with our PFR is just to structure it properly. So that those issues that fall under the first quarter, they fall under the first quarter. For instance, now, I think that the issue is what the members were raising earlier, raised by Honorable Snell, and I think that all the members agree that why is this BRR starting from mid of 1 year to another, including everything, creating confusion now. There's also analysis of the annual report and its financial statement. But be that as it may, I think the consideration, the midterm review report must have the paragraph, a separate paragraph, if we add it here. Then it will have then it own article. If we say in paragraph 5, it becomes paragraph 5 with its sub paragraph.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be it.
Yeah.
So conservation government for the review should be 5.
Yes. Okay.
5.1, 5.2.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Okay, continue. Now benefiting is an agreement on benefiting. Okay. 11. No, there's no date. No
people.
Can break them. Honourable members, what is the time now? Is it 20 past?
20 past, yeah.
Can we start at half past?
Living with HIV has stabilized with just under 20 million people tested for HIV between 2010 and mid-2012. There have been reductions in mother-to-child transmission from 8% in 2008 to 3.5% in 2011, which protected more than 30,000 infants from infection. Important also was a reduction in the cost of drugs for the treatment of HIV. Health sector has initiated a number of programs addressing maternal and child health. The immunization coverage for diarrhea and pneumonia has reached over 70%. They are continuing efforts improving the quality of health facilities, with over 75% facilities having undergone quality audits. A human resource strategy has been developed, training plans for hospital managers are now in place, and there was progress in primary health care, in Becker's PHC, re-engineering and deployment of health teams to communities. 4.4.3, employment. government has made advances in coordination around growth strategies through the rollout of a number of key strategies and plans for better alignment in the state's job strategy. There has been progress with promotion of labor absorbing growth through specific interventions, such as the industrial department strategies in manufacturing, mineral products, procurement reform, and the job fund. Key consideration for the state in the medium term with regards to job creation includes addressing cost and reliability of electricity and transport, finalizing decisions on youth employment programs, and urgent implementation of these, and addressing stagnating research and development. 4.4.4, economic infrastructure. Progress has been made regarding the creation of independent system operator, in bracket ISMO, to allow participation by independent power producers, in bracket IPPs. Progress was water augmentation schemes and rehabilitation of 9 out of 25 dams were completed. Progress on water licenses backlog, special progress on equitable water pricing and funding models. Under information and communication technology, the wholesale broadband prices dropped by 73%. Local loop and bundling with different providers on the same telephone lines starts by November 2012, 60% digital television broadcasting coverage. Improving coordination of infrastructure program through Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Commission. Project plan clustered, sequenced, and prioritized into a project pipeline. 4.4.5, environmental assets and natural resources. The sector has a number of interventions in place in the drive to provide quality human settlements. 83,000 server sites delivered for the informal settlement upgrading program. 15469 rental housing units built, 8 municipalities accredited for the provision of housing programs, and over 100,000 loans have been facilitated to housing development finance institutions. Priority areas for the sector in the medium term include the full accreditation of all metropolitan municipalities, conclude agreements with landholding government agencies on record transfer. It's finished, the paragraph. On page 11. It is the next sentence.
Yes.
Okay. Following the committee's interaction with DPME on its government midterm report, the Standing Committee on Appropriations made the following comments. DPME is to engage with portfolio committees on all sector-specific issues affecting their designated priority areas. There was a need to fully assess the validity of recorded data, as in many instances that recorded data does not reconcile with observed reality on the ground. DPME needs to ensure that it has sufficient capacity to verify all data sources for tracking of progress. The data needs to integrate the disparities in progress observed between well-serviced areas and under-serviced areas. This is important for identification of under-serviced areas and thus preparation of an appropriate support package for relief. The monitoring of the department and state entities on compliance with regulations on the payment of suppliers within 30 days will need to be strengthened and highlighted in detail in its overall M&A strategy.
Honourable members, I have on page 11, starting with 4.4.2, have any comments?
Just the numbering is
okay. Yeah.
First four we can five right through that.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to look at the health now.
Yes, anything about health and comment? I'll get you with 11, eh?
The economic infrastructure chair, the third last sentence of that one, it reads, local loop unbundling with different providers on the same telephone now starts by November 2012, and then 60% digital television broadcasting coverage starts when? Or what does it say? It's 60% digital television broadcasting coverage. It doesn't say whether it's good, bad, or different, or whether it starts or not. It's going to start.
Right.
Now, I think what Honorable Scott is bringing to our attention is that that one is incomplete as it stands. We need to complete it. And Honorable Scott, any other comments? Are we fine?
Following interaction with the committees. with DPN.
No, with DPN, the government, the standing money that we are
using.
Oh, friend interaction with, okay, with DPN, eh?
Yeah,
so we remove committees. Oh, okay, all right. I think I'm a bit okay. So now it's fine. Any other comments on okay.
6. Analysis of annual report and financial statement.
For the first
page 12. 5.1. Report of the Auditor General. DPME received an unqualified audit opinion. However, the Auditor General of South Africa, in brackets AG, pointed out that financial statements were not prepared in all material respects in line with Section 40, Subsection 1B of the PFMA and had to be corrected by the auditors. Matters of emphasis raised by the AG include 5.11, performance against predetermined objectives. The AG reported that the PFMA failed to fully meet its performance targets mainly due to the fact that indicators and targets were not properly developed during the strategic planning process. The National Treasury Framework for Managing Program Performance Information, FMCPI, requires that the time period or deadline for delivery be specified. A total of 45% of the targets relevant to Program 2, Outcomes Monitoring Evaluation, and Program 4, Public Sector Oversight, were not time-bound in specifying a time period or deadline for delivery. This was largely due to the fact that the department is new. 5.1.2, compliance with the laws and regulations, annual financial statements, performance and annual reports. The financial statements submitted for auditing were not prepared in all material respects in accordance with the requirements of Section 40, Subsection 1A and B of the PFMA. Material misstatements of current assets, liabilities and disclosure items identified by the auditors were subsequently corrected, resulting in the financial statements receiving an unqualified audit opinion. The AG states that a lack of adequate review of the AFS by those charged with governance as a root cause and challenges highlighted regarding the preparation of the annual financial statements.
Now continue.
Page 13, expenditure management.
Okay.
Just on the under 5.1.1 performance in these objectives, the last thing was the oversights are not time bound in specifying a time period or deadline. Mm-hmm. And then the word for deadline, for deadline must come up then. Just delete it. And then the number 10 to 6 of course.
Okay. And then the national further.
Yeah, and also the audit general for the ADMA.
Expenditure management. The accounting authority did not take effective steps to prevent irregular expenditure, as required by Section 38, Subsection 1C2 of the PFMA and Treasury Regulations 9.1.1. The department incurred the regular expenditure amounting to $1.4 million for the 2011-12 financial year. Human resource. Persons in charge at pay points did not always certify that employees receiving payments were entitled as required by Treasury Regulations. 5.1.3. Internal control. The leadership did not exercise adequate oversight responsibility regarding financial and predetermined reporting and compliance with laws and regulations. Financial and performance management. In other words, monitoring by supervisors resulted in material misstatements in the financial statements. the quadrant predetermined objectives and compliance was lost.
Thank you. Any comments? Starting from page 12, colleagues have already started.
Where we click?
Excuse me?
And we start talking about part of 12. Where do we fit?
That's correct.
Yeah, that before that was all reporting on other what others said.
We can comment on page 12, page 15. See, this point of emphasis, something that is still very much vivid in my mind, is that I remember the DG when he was presenting that some of the areas that I don't know where they came at this point of emphasis, but the AG had flagged that codes somewhere were not made, you know, the three codes. They didn't get absolute codes for.
Yes, it led both things, and
I'm saying I don't see it. Where are you reading from? On page 15. Now the one that maybe the one that could fit is maybe it could be on this internal control. Né? The leadership did not exercise adequate oversight responsibility regarding financial and compliance with the laws and regulations. Okay, so.
It was irregular. It formed part of the 1.4 million as stated here as constituting irregular expenditure.
Now, I think part of the question is that when the price is going to be over 500,000, they are expected to request for quotes. And they did not do that because initially it was below. Yes, it was below. Then later on, after the DG had said that there are other things, I'm saying that it's not a big what you call the issue. But I think the AG has placed it now. Okay, I know that we're doing a summary. You wanted to comment?
Yes, but in fact, in as part of this irregular expenditure, a certain amount, I think about 4 million, part of it was recovered and part of it was condoned. I'm not too sure.
What I'm talking about is the profit.
I'm talking about the profit, not the amount. Yeah, I'm just adding another point. Oh, maybe that might be considered by the committee.
Okay.
On the 1.4 million, that was broken down next. And that was discussed on the table with us. And all those amounts, and they were broken down. The one that brings us to this one is that 500,000 that became 525 because the department, he mentioned that it was the fault of the department, not of the contractors, because they discovered that they needed to add something on it. And the other amount that Musa knows, we'll call a meeting for it and we'll discuss it with the DG.
Okay.
Everybody there. Okay. Now we're coming to Ferris. Are you attending the speaker Ferris?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the recommendation is 8, am I right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, on the conclusions and observations?
Conclusions and observations. The department is tasked with a distinct mandate of government-wide monitoring and evaluation. A task very new in South Africa. Further, 2011 does mark the first financial year in which the BME operated as a part of Code 6. For the most part, the department has been engaged in a learning by doing exercise of building programs, which includes putting the right systems, personnel, and structures in place for optimal functioning of the programs. However, the DPME could not achieve a sizable number of its performance targets. Some performance targets could not be achieved largely due to the fact that they were not properly developed. In some instances, DPME required full compliance and cooperation from relevant stakeholders to fully achieve its performance targets. Also, there are instances where the department did not follow applicable policies and legislations. 8. Recommendations.
Under conclusions and observations, I'm just wondering whether we end there with legislation. We can then continue in a new paragraph to say, with regard to the midterm review, the Standing Committee on Appropriations commented as follows, and then bringing in that other motion instead of bringing in its recommendation.
Okay.
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 But I think some of the comments on page 12 are actually injunctions. You want the department to do 1, 2, or 3. Now, if that is what you want the department to do, it can't be a comment. It must be a recommendation.
We commented as follows. I think when we get to the recommendations, we should look at
them. And take some of that to the other.
This thing was not in two parts, make me read about other members of my
station.
Okay.
I know that Honorable Singh is COPPA, so just accommodate COPPA that in the recommendations that we recommend that the 8 is the recommendation. What we said, just a step back, what we said in the meeting to the department was that they must present us with a plan of addressing the 8 is recommendation. Maybe we could just add that recommendation here. You're fine, Honorable Speaker. So that we don't just repeat now everything on page 12. Honorable Members, we're dealing with the recommendations. Can you read recommendation 1? In fact, the way we normally work our report, we have findings. They come out very clearly as what is it that we found, we observed.
What are your points on your opinion? You see, if only the one thing here will be coming in depth to us, there should be a conclusion and observation about that, the special findings.
Okay, I think the important part for us in this BMR are these recommendations. What is it that we think that the department needs to improve on? Let's hear recommendation 1. Yes, comment.
To me, my understanding of this DRRR process is for the committees to make a report available to the Minister of Finance to consider when they put together their budget for for February, the following year's budget. So, that's what I'm saying, what the recommendations on this going forward, or is it on budget allocations?
The budget review reports, they are waiting from behind. I mean from, what is the right way to do it, from behind or what? So, they are retrospective. Mm-hmm. They should say that they are retrospective. But maybe what would go to the Minister of Finance is, if in the recommendation, then there are specific recommendations with financial implications. Delance, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Then that's where the water coordinator would need to respond. Because just for the reports themselves, there are too many for Cesare to undercut. But it's recommendations that would have focus areas.
Yeah, I think that's why it's important in our recommendations that we specifically highlight the fact that they've been underspending in the first quarter and underspending in the financial year as well. And that we should recommend that they look at their spending pattern.
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think this very first recommendation that the result piece, I'm not referring to the first quarter because I wouldn't even have thought about it. But I thought the first quarter is okay, then we'll think about how the expense, because the expenditure of the first quarter, we look at each and every department, unless we can say something about the expenditure of the first quarter and to say it should have implications. I think it needs deliberations with Mr. Treasurer. What do we do? Because each and every department, we have that, was it the first quarter presentation? It was very, very beautifully presented by Mr. Treasurer, where literally each and every department for the past three financial years did not spend in the first quarter. So if we are going to concentrate on how this department spent on the first quarter without asking Treasury what it's doing with the expenditure of the first quarter, because we can all remember how the expenditure of all those departments during the first quarter was poor. So I don't know whether we should base our budget recommendation on their first quarter performance. I don't know if we can discuss it. And because their first quarter performance was about 14% and they had looked, anticipated more, and they told us that they have these ambitious targets. But really, let's think if we can base their budget recommendation on the first quarter. This, I think, we need to discuss with National Treasury. What does it do to make sure the planning for the first quarter has impact on the first quarter financial projection, or whether the first quarter financial projection should I don't know. I was referring to what Honorable Swan was saying, but I was very happy to have this result bill on, because if we can work on it, I think we'll have, this department will have impact, and it will have some implications on their spending. I don't know, because mostly that spending also has some, is influenced by other departments.
Yeah.
I don't know, you want to cut in now or later?
No. I honestly don't believe that we can make recommendations pertaining to budget allocation at the moment without having a budget office that would do that analysis for us. Okay. Because we're not going to be able to be fans and censors. I mean, it's clear that the department's evolving, and with its evolution, it's going to require additional budget going forward. What those are, we can't say. So to me, with that midterm review and then in its conclusion and observations, those, maybe those aren't really recommendations, but they are pertinent facts that are being picked up out of doing this report about what needs to take place going forward, which then needs to be considered to see, okay, how does the budget then get impacted by these things. So instead of us trying to rack our brains for findings and recommendations, in the midterm review what's been picked up and also what's been picked up over here, I think in conclusion and observation, I think that can suffice, actually. If you look at those other points too, they're kind of broad strategic issues rather than specific recommendations.
Must provide, an assessment of the department's self-delivery performance given available resources. And I think we alluded to that in the report. B, it must provide an assessment on the effectiveness and efficiency of the department's use and forward allocation of available resources.
Sure.
And C, it may include recommendations on the forward use of resources, which is your point. We've got to say that we are a bit concerned about the third quarter thing.
It's a general statement.
General statement. We are a bit concerned, and moving forward, they need to just keep an eye on that. I think we have to say that in our report.
Did you see that? He was in the previous financial year, too, that every bank did it, but if you look at 6 of this report. So if you make the general statement, you don't have to say third quarter or not, we just make general statement. Let us look at the same pattern, you know, throughout the year or whatever.
I think that maybe what we need to, I think like the you know, the area that the Honorable Singh agreed, I think the importance of it, it says that if it applies to the law requires access to, it means that
I mean, the point that he was reading, that is 5.3, no? Of the money deals. In other words, it requires that we have observation after having gone through this, what have we observed, in terms of those three, what you call the 5, A, B, C. What is it that we have observed? Are we of the opinion that now the department is on track in terms of utilization of the resources, or things like the efficient, whatever we agree upon. Now, the forward use, now, are these recommendations that we want to make? But this, when I look at these recommendations, I think the recommendations are fine, because we're saying to the department, look, you need if you can do this, maybe your work will be, to improve your work, and that is the recommendation. But on the point that Bernardo Snell makes, these recommendations are recommendations that are going to the department. Yes. That department, over this period, this is our observations, and these are the recommendations, things that you need to improve on now, moving forward. They are not necessarily going to national, national treasury, because they don't necessarily have financial, implications. We're not proposing that now, the budget is small or what. But we say 7.3, for instance, the department is also a process of establishing its own internal capacity, IT infrastructure, and these are the things that I see what you're saying. it's not direct. The budget is there, as we have observed that persistently they underspend. But there was a statement that Mr. Panossi made me uncomfortable about when he said, the city, you were not there, saying. He said, no, the budget, it's not meant that people must spend to the cent. It's meant that the people almost
This is a framework of feeling like don't spend more than this. Colleagues will remember that we said this statement could be dangerous.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because how do we, what do we say to the department that, for instance, this report says these people, they have set themselves this target, but they have not performed against this target, they have underperformed because they didn't achieve those targets. Now, how do you begin to say that? How do you begin to say that if, then this, so, because how do you also, I've noticed you, Honorable Sir, how do you really begin to take departments to task if the budget is just something that, because we say that, don't make this statement, it's going to make our work difficult. Honorable Sir.
Clearly, the Minister of Finance is going to sit in there and look at these VRO reports. Now, we can't make, you know, I agree with all of that, we can't make specific recommendations with regard to finances. But we can make a general observation about not spending. But I think we'll also, by these recommendations here, assist the department to say, listen, we can have additional expenditure. For instance, there's expenditure involved in the complaint or the, you know, legislating the result bill of building the IT, you know, the IT systems and building that out and getting their own. And in the 7.2, we say it's imperative of the nation that the operations that are usually independent of developers that specialize human resources. And then he says they must also get funding for unfunded posts. So, you know, that is also one of the recommendations. So it helps the department to say to the minister or to the treasury, listen, we want to do these things in terms of our VRO reports, the committee also observes it, and they want us to do these things that's going to cost us money. And we know we have spent slowly, but, you know, we're going to spend more in the second, third, or fourth quarter. But I think we should make the general offer.
Okay. I understand when we were in the state in the workshop for monitoring and evaluation, that was the time when we were discussing whether to take this, accept the responsibility that Parliament
gave us of doing oversight over the department. He made a point there, Honorable, if I can remind you, that here we're going to be players and a referee. Because in terms of the BFR, it's not the BFR. I suspect that we could be mixing things here in this discussion. The issues that go to where is it? No, I want point 5. 5.5 says any budget review recommendation must be submitted to the minister and the cabinet and the member of the cabinet responsible for the vote to which the report applies after its adoption by the National Assembly and prior to the adoption of the report on the NTDL. Now, Now, I just want us to clarify what is it that goes to the finance minister. Any budgetary review and recommendation report must be submitted to the minister. Which minister? The minister of finance?
Yeah,
because it says it must be submitted to the minister and the member of the cabinet responsible for that vote. Yeah, the minister is the minister of finance. No, it's the same. It's the same data. It's put nicely here in a booklet form, but it's exactly the same thing, yeah. Additional budgetary and recommendation reports may be submitted at the discretion of a committee. We're not recommending a 5.6, ne? 5, section 5, subsection 6, which says additional budgetary and recommendation reports may be submitted at the discretion of a committee. I can tell you that I couldn't manage. I put in 2 days.
No, I'm not there.
Okay. Oh, you're a tech.
No,
oh, it's okay. No, it's fine. So, your suggestion, your suggestion, Honorable Snell, you think we don't have to deal with the recommendations? What do you say?
Recommendation. Speaking about it, what Honorable Singh has said is looking at how the department has performed with its available resources and what can be hindering it. But this item that we have put around the midterm review and these issues, this 7.1 to 7.4, those are, I think that can conclude the report.
Yeah.
Yes.
The recommendation.
Yes. Because that's looking at broadly a broader governance kind of issue that MME is playing a part in. Plus these ones are more direct to the department itself.
But also the other recommendation that Honorable Swart is adding, which pertains to the department. It's around the first of the report.
Spending
patterns. Spending patterns. Mm. Yeah. So that is the one we will, if you can have grab something and my colleague here will assist with that, it's fine.
If you want to tie it into a broader strategy, what basically Treasury told us is that the estimates in the first quarter are not good by departments. Okay, coupled to the thing that there's additional money that floats around. But monitoring and evaluation is now looking at strategic plans and APPs to be able to try and align them to be more credible, etc., etc. So if you can say, look, the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation is not itself immune from underspending in the first quarter.
As an observation.
However, you know, we encourage or we recommend that they continue with working with other departments to develop their ADPs to become more credible, time-bound, being able to monitor whatever language you want to use. But so it's got a double effect. One, that they also not immune, but secondly, all departments suffer from the same thing.
Okay. If you can assist with drafting, but I think we put it, if you agree, I think that your concern.
I think Habsner also in his suggestion takes into account the concern that you raised, but also is a bit more mild because of what Mr. Teller said. For instance, if you look at the first quarter report, Department of Enterprises has spent 2.9%. Copter, something, yeah, or 0.something%. Yeah, because their budget is mainly for transfers, yeah, container transport.
So I think that then what Honorable Swag, I mean Honorable Snell, what you call Honorable Snell, you want to do that, you want to put that in writing. You don't want to do that, right? Yeah. I think it captures everything. But also, you know, the point that I really want to come to is the first recommendation. That says the department still needs to finalize legislation, the result bill, and what. I'm not sure if I agree with Honorable Mashiko. You say, Honorable Mashiko, if I understood you well, we need to discuss this if we require it. Because you didn't say that.
In fact, my discussion, can I?
Yeah.
My discussion was mostly based on the first quarter performance across all the department, and this I felt was very, very important because it, if well done, it might have implications on their performance, because right now it's being held back by, as they explained, that consultation process that doesn't finish. But I think I'm happy that this result bill is number is. It is a recommendation. My when I was talking about discussion was when I was somehow responding to say, we say they don't spend, but if we look across board, all the departments, even for the past previous years, spend poorly on the first quarter. That's what I was saying. Then I said I don't know whether I needed discussion with the National Treasury on how this issue could be handled, but I was happy about the.
Now, the issue about this result bill is what I'm trying to say, that, you know, I just want to get an understanding, but do we really think that is it an agent, what you call it, instrument? No, give me time to finish. Don't respond to that one time. You know? I'm saying isn't it because, you know, from the reports that will come, from the report that study tour that we took, we found that some countries do not, and that is the approach of the department, do not want to rush the results deal. Canada started the process when 1974. They don't have the act for forcing compliance. And the U.S. started when? 67. Yeah.
Sorry?
67. Much, much earlier. I'm not saying that we should follow them or what, but I think that I think we should also apply our minds. The department. I think that the minister during the tabling of the budget indicated their reluctance to rush this deal because they want the department to understand what is being done. They thought that the departments were not yet at the level where they understand this process of evaluation. And I think that for me, I think that I don't think that the understanding is very clear. Even looking at some of the, in the annual report, some of the things where they failed to achieve. For instance, was it around data collection or what was? There's a lot that shows that the understanding, there's not one level of understanding. and the department is trying to bring everyone on board to understand. Now, once the legislation is there, you can't suspend. They will need to be compliant with the legislation. So I'm not sure if we want to put it here that this legislation must come now. But I don't want to come here because of you. I'm just raising this issue so that at the end as a committee we must decide the honorable staff, honorable chair.
This is a review of the past financial year, the first quarter of Macron.
Yeah.
But the department itself feels that there should be a result. So they tell us right from the word go that it will only be in 2013 that they'd be able to table something, and maybe 2014. So really we are dealing with the future instead of looking at what happened in the last year and what happened in the first quarter. That is what the review, what it said, it's a budget review.
And recommendations.
And recommendations, yeah. Recommendations as well. But, we can't recommend for what they want to do in 2014. They will do it.
Yeah.
I was just about to say to you, he has not assisted, as you know. Diplomacy relies this side. That side must make a clear recommendation. Now you're talking now. Fine. Let's hear what the
Minister said. Personally, I believe that unless we're going to bring a parliamentary bill, we can dictate to the executive about legislation. But you can dictate in a different format. Is to say, for example, the department needs to begin engaging with stakeholders and investigate best practices around legislating its role, i.e. the results, in order to effectively and then continue with that thing. Because they haven't come with a direct answer to it, to say yes, they want it or no, they don't want it. They themselves are. So I think they need to be able to do that.
I understand. Now everybody is diplomatic. You're also diplomatic. I want you to listen.
What Masiho is raising this thing, this recommendation has been raised here because the departments themselves, in their own strategic plans and APT, they say they would implement it. So this is based on that on that threat plan. It is them who raised it. So it's not us who are saying do a deal. But even if we were to say that, evaluation could lead us to say that if we're evaluating and we feel that there's reluctance in implementing this thing, you need a deal, and we can recommend. But I thought that as one
thing you also being diplomatic, about this, because the issue that I wanted you to help me with, I wanted the committee, the House to help me with, is that from what we have at the corner seen as well, and the experience, do you think that we should recommend that this deal must be, do we require 7.1? Honorable Matiko says, yes, we require it. Honorable Bart says, no, he doesn't think so. So, what are you saying,
Honorable Smith?
Okay. I agree with that. But I think also for us, we rather err on the side of putting down everything about how we feel rather than omitting something.
Mm-hmm.
And later on saying, yeah, but we didn't tell the department A and B, and now if they don't do it, we can't bring them.
So there are
more than that. And I accept the proposal by Honorable Councillor. Yeah, in terms of that.
Okay, and you had an So, are you comfortable with
I'm going to be comfortable because they are the ones who told us that it's difficult to go into other departments because they say they are interfering with them. They want something to access them because those people think they are better and they are supervising them. So that's why they need. And then, so why should then we have this department if they can't do monitoring and evaluation? It's the same as not being there and the portfolio committees and do their normal oversight, because it says we have this department that will enable us to make sure that why is there no progress in that department. Now the only obstacle is that those departments are reluctant to allow them to know. That's why this bill is needed. As long as we put enough work there to make them to be able to get there.
Okay, so with the 2, 3, 4, are we fine?
No, 2, I'm not fine. You see, I think the department needs to, not still. We're not making statements here, we make a recommendation.
Yeah.
The word still not being come out, but it's the need of it.
We are recommending, we're not.
Can you read it quickly?
The department needs to fill all funded vacant positions.
Did you capture what your Honourable Snell was saying? Maybe you didn't, but you will write on it. Yeah, so.
Yes, I have received the chair.
Even those other people, everybody must have his continue.
The department needs to fill all funded vacant positions and secure funding of any other positions that remain unfunded. The filling of vacant positions is imperative because the nature and daily operations of the department are usually dependent on the availability of specialized human resources such as evaluators, data analysts, and IT practitioners. This is not within the fact that the nature of the department wants the use of consultants and external experts so as to ensure the independence and credibility of its evaluation findings.
Okay,
good. Correct? What?
Sorry.
Is there a
recommendation that the department
should? Sure. Can you mean? Sure. Okay, just in the third line, because all, you know, the word all should be related to the
department.
Okay. And I would suggest that the operation of the department, which is usually dependent on the availability of the guys, which is dependent on.
Which is, where does this apply on the daily operations of the department?
Yeah, the third will read, because of the nature and daily operations of the department, and then we read the word are and usually, and we say which is dependent on the availability of the
department.
Which is developed and developed just relies on the policy.
Are you too much
allergic with usually? For me, I think it's fine. You want five for
lastly.
Or lastly.
Lastly.
No, not yours. Lastly, yes.
Yeah, no,
you said to me you're not allergic. We can. You have resigned. Let's just emphasize. Thank you.
7.3. The department should also expedite the process of establishing its own internal capacity, such as IT infrastructure. This is particularly important given the department's huge infrastructure needs and that it is no longer part of the budget vote of the presidency. The build of internal capacity will help the department avoid outsourcing of core departmental activities, which could lead to an unsustainable and unnecessary reliance on service providers. Most importantly, the building of internal capacity would improve cost effectiveness, thereby yielding savings and value for money.
Suggest we, in the first line, we delete the word also. We just say the department should expedite the process. Its own establishing or establishing its own internal IT infrastructure capacity. Its own internal IT infrastructure capacity.
Not such as.
Yeah. Not such as.
Internal IT
capacity. And then, Chair, that last sentence, or the second last sentence.
No, another thought. You're saying the sentence ends with capacity.
Yes. It's like the capacity starts and up.
But how do we, it looks like the, what is Ramachagana said?
It looks like the main word here is trying to capture IT.
Yeah.
The IT infrastructure, I think, is the main message here.
Yeah. The sentence will read as follows. The department should expedite the process of establishing its own internal IT infrastructure capacity. Now, okay, and then the next sentence starts with the building of internal capacity of the health department. I'm just wondering whether from there to the end of that paragraph we need that. Do we need that at all? To say the reason why they should build that.
Take it out.
Can we just take it out?
Here's the point about service providers. Outside service providers.
It has to do with that when the ATF space, it has to do with if they have their own IT infrastructure, it will assist them with risk management, like they'll have their own backup system. They mentioned something like their own backup system, so that if everything is gone, they have their own recovery system. If they have their own IT system, it will lead to their own recovery because they won't lose everything. That's how the AG tried to explain it, instead of relying on the whole, I don't know, government system or what. But he mentioned they make their own, the ability to take their own recovery.
The building of internal capacity will help the department avoid outsourcing of core departmental activities, which could lead to an unsustainable and unnecessary reliance on service providers. Most importantly, the building of internal capacity could prove cost effective, thereby yielding savings and value for money. Okay, though stating the obvious, maybe we can live with this paragraph, eh? Am I right?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, sir. We Mr. Building will make him building with a small letter. So that. Okay,
7.4. The department through Program 3, Monitoring and Evaluation Systems, Coordination and Support, should expedite the process of ensuring the availability of credible and reliable performance data and information across government. Emphasis should be on municipalities, especially those that lack even the basic data systems. This is crucial since the availability of coordinated, credible, and reliable data underpins the core activities of the department.
Thank you. Any comments? Another question?
Chair, I would like to see that we add a third line and the library performs data and information across government and placement thereof on their website. Because they should make that information public. You know, in America and Canada, you get immediately, Honorable Singh can tell that where he was at also.
In Europe.
Yeah.
And we're all away from that.
slightly heated, so, I just think that we should encourage them to place their findings on the website, because we as a committee are not even seeing those findings.
This information must be public knowledge. Okay, so one recommendation now that is missing is the one that... So, can we adopt it tomorrow? Tomorrow we have a meeting, so we can then adopt it. We won't have to go through. So that we must just see that these amendments were effective.
Then
it's an amendment for us. And analyze what they call it. Yes. Those areas that have been done. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Honorable Singh, and honorable members. Tomorrow we start seeing at 9. Okay. In a small room, where are going to suffocate? Where is a good option? Sure. No, it's good hope. Hey, I thought that was...
Tomorrow.
Where? Oh, this one.
I'm going to go to the hospital.